Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话英文。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
You know, recently I read an article that says 80后 is out. Now it's the world for 90后 and 00后. Whenever I hear those expressions, and a lot of students ask me, how to translate them into English?So do you have actually, like, post-80s, do you have these kind of expressions in English?
Not really. We wouldn't say by decade. We would say by groups of people.
So what's it like in the UK?
Well, it starts from 1945 with the baby boomers.
The baby boomers. That's right after the Second World War.
Yeah, it was just after the war.And the population started to increase. So we call them the baby boomers. That's from 1945 to 1965.
45 to 65. That's a little bit like our 50后, 60后, I guess.
Somewhat, yeah.
And then?
Then you have Generation X.
Generation X, that's following baby boomers.
Yep, up until 1980. And then in 1980, it changes to Generation Y or the millennials.
So Generation Y and millennials is a word I often see. 我看过翻译叫千禧一代。This is a whole generation that spans two decades, 20 years.
Yeah, so for example, millennials, it's from 1980 to the beginning of the new millennium.2000.
They're called Generation Y or Millennials.
Yeah.
千禧一代. This includes our 80后, 90后. Yeah. But what about the even younger generation, the 00后?
We would call them Generation Z.
Generation Z. So this is a new generation. They were born, what, around 2000?
Yeah, 2000 up until nowadays.
So baby boomers.Generation X, Generation Y, or Millennials, and Generation Z.
Yeah.
So let's talk about these generations.
Okay.
Especially the Millennials. Whenever you talk about generation, you hear the word generation gap, 代沟, because people were born in different times, so they have different ways of thinking. Is that a problem in the UK as well?
Not as much. It's not as evident as it is in China. For example, I hear people talk about the generation gap quite a lot in China, but in the UK, we don't talk about it as much.
But what are the differences? What's the main differences between, let's say, baby boomers and the millennials?
Well, the baby boomers, they were the first teenagers, so to speak. So just after the Second World War, Europe was more peaceful. So people started thinking about leisure. They started thinking about music. So, for example, the Beatles is a band of the baby boomers. So rock and roll. And
that's also for baby boomers.
Yeah. And it was also the dawn of consumerism, when people were able to go out and buy more things, and they were able to enjoy their money a lot more.
They started to use their money to enjoy themselves.
Yeah, but one major difference is that with the baby boomers, especially in Britain, it was the start of the welfare state.
What is a welfare state? I do hear about it a lot when you talk about Britain. Welfare 是社会福利, but what is a welfare state?
The welfare state, the idea comes from just after the Second World War, where health, education would be free. So, for example, the NHS comes just after the Second World War.
NHS, that's National Health Service, is to provide free medical care for all residents of the UK.
So, with the baby boomers as well, after the Second World War, there was lots of building work.Lots of houses were going up, so property prices were very cheap.
Yeah, we talked about that in our housing episode. So they benefited from the cheap housing prices, so they bought houses.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for example, they had the right to buy housing scheme, which we talked about in the last episode. And for a person who is over 65 now, so a baby boomer, 77% of them own their own homes.
77%?
Yeah.
What about younger crowd? What about people in their 30s, for example?
According to the latest statistics, people under the age of 35, only 34% of them own their own homes.
Oh, that's a big divide. 77 and 34%.
Yeah. And these statistics, they consider even if you still have a mortgage, that you own your own home.
As long as you got a foot on the property ladder.
Yeah.
所以刚才说的 right to buy council houses 是指的当年可以用低价买政府公租房的这样的一个 policy. But now you can't do that anymore.
No, you can, but there's not many council houses anymore. They've all been bought.
That I can imagine. What, so the millennials are not as rich as their parents?
No. The baby boomers and Generation X, there was always the understanding that each generation would get richer. But nowadays, we predict that the millennials in the UK will never be as rich as their parents.
Well, that's really sad because you grow up and you think that for each generation, you get better. That's where the hope is.
Yeah.
They must have a lot of things to worry about, and for young people, it's quite difficult for them now.
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the main complaints of millennials, one of the first is expensive housing.
Oh, in China as well.
Yeah. Also expensive rents as well. Many of them have to rent. Job insecurity.
Same here in China.
And you also have student debt as well with tuition fees.
Student debt, that's when you borrow money from the bank to go into universities.
Yeah, because about 20 years ago, they started paying tuition fees.
Only for 20 years?
Only 20 years ago. Before that, university used to be free.
Ooh.
But it was more selective.
Okay.
Than it is now. So in the UK, it's quite common to go to university, but maybe 30, 40 years ago, it was a bit rarer, but it was free.
And also the tuition fee has just gone higher and higher and higher, especially for the famous universities.
Yeah.
So you mentioned about job insecurity. So is it more difficult for young people, for the millennials or even younger generation to get a job?
It is a lot more difficult now. Especially in the UK, there's the idea of a 0-hour contract or a 0-hour job.
What is 0-hour contract?
A 0-hour contract is a contract where the employer doesn't guarantee how many hours you work.
Does that mean then you don't get any base salary?
No, you work when there is work. So, for example, lots of big companies, they use 0-hour contracts.
Isn't that just like part-time?
It's close to part-time, but with 0-hour contracts, lots of the time they don't have to pay a lot of the benefits to workers.
Oh, that's really bad.
It is and it isn't. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people complain about it. However, there are some people that do like the flexibility.
So if they don't have job security and the housing is really, really expensive, where do they get money? Can they actually get money from their parents?
Well, yeah. In the UK, there's an expression, the bank of mum and dad.
Bank of mum and dad. Well, you would think because their mom and dad are generally the ones with money.
Oh, exactly.
So that was about economic side. What about the political side? Do they have a voice? Since we know that UK is also going into an aging population.
Yeah.
That you have more older people
than
younger people. What's that like? The government policies, are they focusing more on older or younger?
At the moment, the government is more focused on older people. That's because most voters are older. So, for example, the government has given free TV licenses to older voters, to older people. There are free bus passes now. And there's other benefits for older people.
And there aren't that many for younger generations.
No. So you can see this in the UK with Brexit.
Brexit, 就是英国脱欧这件事。I remember watching some interviews where they interviewed younger voters, and a lot of the younger voters, they voted no. They didn't want Britain to leave the EU.
Yeah, but it's just because older people tend to vote in much bigger numbers than younger people. So there was a lot of controversy in the UK because older people were voting for Brexit, but it was the younger people that would have to live through what was going on.
That really doesn't sound fair. So we talked about all these specific problems and complaints about the millennials in the UK. Let's look at some similarities. For Chinese, I think 80后, 90后, 00后, this is pretty much the internet generations. Mm-hmm. Now everyone's hooked on their phone. We're sharing everything online, sharing our life. Is that the same in the UK?
Exactly the same. That's when people do live more online now.
So do they also use the equivalent of WeChat, you know, like Weibo, obviously the UK equivalent of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram and things like that.
So we'll learn a lot about the millennials in the UK.
Mm-hmm. I would say if you want to learn more, it's a good idea to read things like the BBC and British newspapers because there's lots of talk about the millennials and the sort of issues that they have to face.
And actually, I just read an article on The Guardian about Generation Z.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps it's time to check it out. Find the similarities and look at the differences. And you can probably put all your thoughts in a more global context.
So for example, are there any similarities between your generation and the generations in the UK? Let us know what you think in the comments section.
We're waiting for your comments. And that's all for today's Britain Under the Microscope. We'll see you next time.
Bye.